About camp is that we sing songs that sometimes that we don't always sing in our churches. I don't know exactly why that is. I'm one of the pastors. I should be choosing them, right? But this morning I'd like to sing with you number 29. May Jesus Christ be praised. Number 29 in our hardcovered book.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. Praise my deliverer. Where I trust.
pray, Lord, that you'll fill our hearts with your praises today, all day long. Let it be our story, our song, praising my Savior all the day long. We thank you, Jesus, for this day, and we thank you, Lord, that you have been preparing our hearts to receive from you the things that you see we have need of today. Lord, we thank you that every day your work is going forward in our lives. Every day, Lord, you are hearing and answering prayer. And so, Jesus, we open our hearts to you, and we expect great things from you today. We pray that you'll bless throughout the camp. Again, Lord, we register our faith in behalf of the young people on the grounds, the children. Today, Lord, that more of what you want to say, more of what you want to do will be accomplished. We pray that you will open hearts, Lord, all over this campgrounds, Lord. Jesus, you're always speaking, you're always working. Help us, Lord, to be in a place of receiving today. And not only in meeting, Lord, but in our fellowship with one another, and throughout the day as we spend time alone with you, we just pray, Lord, that you'll make us very conscious of your nearness and give us faith for what you want to accomplish in us today. We pray for those, Lord, that are looking to you for light. We know that there are some here praying for an understanding of your will, praying for you to lead them and open doors. And Jesus, we want to believe that as they're here in your presence and seeking you, that that light will shine more brightly upon their path. You are the light of the world. You said that if we follow you, we won't walk in darkness, but we'll have the light of life. You are that light of life, Jesus. And so, fill us more with yourself, Lord, that your light may be more evident in our lives. We pray this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. Well, let's sing our camp theme song. That's number 44 in the white book. Holiness unto the Lord. Of course, you have to sing that at least once while you're here at camp. Okay, well...
Oh. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise you for your holiness. Hallelujah. Your wisdom, your grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Savior. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. The Bible says to praise Him for His holiness. Amen. Let's sing, Let All the People Praise Thee. It's also in this white book. And it says that there. Let all the people praise Him. Number 62. Why don't we stand together as we sing? Okay.
Can I read one sentence I've been reading this morning?
Sure.
I was reading from the old, from last year, this devotional. And the first Thursday, there was one line that spoke to me. And maybe it has us all when we sing this song. It's about the fear of the Lord. And the one line that I want to read is, an inescapable sense of the presence of God. Inescapable sense of the presence of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I think this is what makes such a difference. If we are in the Word, that He's here, and we bring our praises. Not we bring praises because we know we should be praised. We bring praises because He's worthy to receive our praises, and we should do it. And it's helping us to enter His presence. I really, really become aware that He's here now, that He's in this room. And I believe if we would see Him, it would make all the difference. No one of us would have problems to praise Him. No one of us would have any difficulty, you know, to be distracted.
That's right.
If we would see Him here,
amen,
it makes all the difference. Then
praise
we would
God.
Be praising, we would be on our knees, we would be standing, we would be lifting our voice. Everything in us would be bowing before Him. And praise would be just easy, but we are not seeing Him. But let us have this faith that He's
God.
Here. If we are seeing Him or not, but let us have this faith that He's here now.
Yes, Lord with Jesus.
With this heart, give our praise to Him now.
Amen.
God, we do.
Praise God.
Can I follow up on that?
Sure.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
You know, I grew up, this is about praising the Lord with your mouth. I grew up in a tradition, of course, where I had never heard such a thing. It seemed very strange to me, coming to people influenced by the Ridgewood Fellowship who praised the Lord audibly. And it took me a while I saw the value of it before I participated. What I needed was somebody to come to me and say, you should praise the Lord. And I'm like, oh, well, what do you mean? You mean sing a hymn? Just like, no, you should do it. And so I needed that pressure, that challenge, it's a failing of mine, of course, that I needed that individual challenge to do that. But the scripture does say to sing a new song, and how can that song be new if it's just already written? Right, it has to come flowing, sort of in the stream. Just drop into that stream and let yourself be carried along. It's a gracious, blessed way to do it. Hans Waldvogel, he talked about the psalm that says, "Awake my glory." And he's like, what is your glory? And it's the tongue. It's what separates us from the rest of nature, even the animals. They can't speak, but we can speak with our tongue. And that's the way we glorify the Lord. Psalm 109 says, "I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth." That's how I'm going to do it. So there's the challenge to all. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having affinity toward the Lord in your heart. There's nothing wrong with quiet in the quiet of your hearts saying praise the Lord. That's fine. But if we can't open our mouths and praise the Lord, let that out here at camp, well, we're going to have a hard time doing it anyplace else. And I would encourage you, go ahead and be a fool for the Lord. Let that praise the Lord come out. Mm-hmm. Enter in, and he says he inhabits the praises of the people, and I've definitely found that to be true. He comes and indwells that praise. He blesses the meeting. And one other point, when you see people moving a heavy piece of furniture, like a sleeper couch that's way heavier than it looks, there's two kinds of people. Some go and jump on it and pretend that they're relaxing on it just to be a jerk. And other people rush over and try to lift. And I'm not accusing anyone of being a jerk, but I'm saying that in a meeting, you know, we're here, we decided to come and do this. We decided to be here in the presence of the Lord. We decided to participate in this. And one way to grab the meeting and help lift it is by audible praise. Mm-hmm. Let that sound come out. It's not...
Thank you, Lord.
It's not just that you know, we can receive stuff in the meeting. This is a way where we help the meeting, and it works. The Lord comes with his presence. He comes with his grace. He answers that desire to say, I want this meeting to be better. I want the Lord to come here. And you grab the meeting and you lift it by lifting your arms and praising the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And hallelujah.
Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. By him it says, the fruit of our lips, giving praise to his name. Amen.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, grant us that liberty of worship. Hallelujah. Praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Loose our tongues, we pray. Hallelujah. Open our hearts, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Send the anointing. Hallelujah. Upon this gathering, Jesus, that you may be glorified. Your name may be exalted. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Let there be glory and honor and praises. Glory and honor to Jesus. Glory.
I know that when I learned to praise the Lord, that an absolute change came into my Christian experience. And I became more conscious of the presence of Jesus. I was able to enter into the blessing, the meetings, of the meetings, and so on, when I learned to praise God, as we've been hearing about. Of course, we praise God when we sing these songs. If we sing them with the right attitude, we're thinking about the words, we're directing them to Jesus. Well, that's a way of praising him, certainly. But there's something about praising God, as we heard, from your heart. Singing your own new song to the Lord. You know, Brother Ernie Walfogel told the story one time. He said, you know, over the years, he's given his wife many anniversary cards and so on. And he's received them as well. And he said that, I think his wife told him one day, you know, of all the cards you give me, I like the ones where you write them. You know, Helen Steiner Rice has been a great blessing to many people because she can put into words what we can't. But, and you always, you know, you can spend a lot of time in front of the cards trying to find the one. It's funny, you know, sometimes I have to put cards down because they're too nice. I can't honestly give that to that person, right? So then you get a blank card, and then you write what's in your heart. And he said that his wife, she got rid of a lot of the cards that he sent. You can't save them all over the years. But she saves the ones where he wrote something, because it comes from his heart. It's his own expression of love. It's not someone else saying it for him. you know, I tease Lily because sometimes I'll say nice things to her, and then she'll say, ditto, ditto. I say, ditto. Well, that means that I love you too, but I don't like that word, ditto. And now it's become a joke between us, and she says it with a smile all the time. Ditto. So, we don't want to ditto the hymn writers all the time, but we want to say, Jesus, I love you, and Jesus, I praise you, and I thank you. You know, when you say, Jesus, I thank you, he knows exactly what you're thanking him for. Maybe nobody else knows it in the room, but he knows. He knows what you've been through. He knows the answers to prayer that you've experienced and the help he's been able to give you. And we thank him. We thank him. We love him. Our love is greater now than it was when it first began. And our praises are more heartfelt. And so it may be strange to some that come to camp or come to some of our churches because they're not used to worshiping God in that way. But, you know, when you're in Rome, you do as the Romans do. When I go to a church, I try to enter into, if this is the way the Lord has led them to come into his presence and to worship him, I want to be part of that. I don't want to resist that. I want to yield myself and experience what God is doing there in that place. And that's probably a good attitude when you come to camp as well. I'd like to learn something more about praising like this. And I want to, if that's what's happening in the meeting, I just don't want to sit there and wait for it to get over with. But I'd get a lot more out of it if I opened my heart and tried to enter in. And you'll find that God will meet you. And so when I began to learn to praise God like that and to lift my hands and to speak my praises, at first they came out rather quietly. I was very sheepish about it. But now I have no problem. God has brought me into great liberty, and I can praise him with all my heart and other tongues and on the top of my lungs. The Bible talks about praising the Lord with a loud voice at times. And we ought to incorporate that in our worship. Not all the time, as we heard. Sometimes we can praise him very quietly in the heart. But there are times when there's a liberty, a release, a deliverance that comes to us when we really shout his praises. Praise God. And maybe you need some of that today or in these days. Praise God. So I wanted to say that about praise. And maybe there's someone else that would like to tell us how praise was a blessing to them. I remember talking to a lady some years ago. I met her in another church. Found out that she knew Ridgewood Pentecostal Church, Hans Waldfogel, from years ago. And she said, those meetings, she said, those praises were glorious. She remembered those praises and how God came as the people just worshiped the Lord with all their hearts. She never forgot that. And it's not praise, but it's Jesus coming and inhabiting the praises that bring the blessing and that bring the changes in our life. Praise God. So let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And the Bible says, praise ye the Lord. Amen. So if you're breathing, then you're supposed to be praising. Amen. And if you're not breathing, raise your hand and we'll pray for you.
Hallelujah. I will praise him, I will praise him, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood has washed away each stain. Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory to the Holy Spirit.
60s years ago, a woman minister. Some of you may remember Mrs. Oldfield. She was a dear pastor with her husband. She gave a testimony years ago of a trial she had. Now, this is a trial that I trust no one will ever have to go through. She had a lovely daughter, a beautiful daughter, I don't remember if the daughter was going on with the Lord. I suspect she was, based on some things I heard. But this daughter took her own life, and you can imagine what a shock that was to the whole family and to everyone. I remember that time very well. And she told this, she said, as she stood there when she first heard it, that verse came to her, though the way seemed straight and narrow, all I claimed was swept away, my ambitions, plans, and wishes at my feet in ashes lay. She was overwhelmed by this. And the verse of that song came to her, and she was one who praised the Lord. I have been privileged to know ministers all through the years, godly ministers who practiced what they preached. I'm thinking of someone else who's still alive, a dear, dear minister who's gone through things, and she always preached about praising the Lord, and she has, through all the difficulties she's had. And that's what brings people through, that's what brings us through, is praising the Lord with a loud voice, no matter what the circumstances are, perhaps. And it may not lessen the actual circumstance, but it gives us peace within to know that God is in control, and God has your back, so to speak. And so I'm thankful for those that I've been privileged to know who have learned this lesson, who have preached it, and who live it. And there's great, great victory. We praise.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise God,
thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. That's number 35 in our songbook. Let's sing that as well. 35. That first verse again. You'll get the words.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer.
Jesus, our blessed Redeemer, Savior, Lord, and Savior.
he came to our church. He said, I don't believe in that vain repetition. I said, well, it's not vain repetition. It's repetition, sure. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory to God. But we mean it every time we say it. It comes from our heart. It's not just some mantra that we rattle off. But we praise Him with the understanding. We praise Him with all that is within us. We bless His holy name. It's not vain repetition, but it's persisting in worshiping God and giving Him the praise that He is worthy of, and breaking through into the grace and the presence and the glory of God in our lives. Oh, praise God. Oh, that men would praise the Lord, the Bible says. There are more commands in the Bible to praise the Lord than any other command in the Bible. When the Bible says praise the Lord, that's a command. That's telling the people to praise Him. And there are more commands to praise God than any other command in the Bible. And if God has put all those commands in the Bible to praise Him, must be important. Must be something God wants us to get hold of. And so, if God could help us to wake up to what's important to Him and make it important to us, we get a lot further in our Christian experience and in our walk with God, wouldn't we? Praise God. Oh, teach me how to praise You, Lord. We've been saying, Lord, teach me how to pray. But how about teach me how to praise? Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Enable me to praise. Some people, they can't praise God. They're just so self-conscious. And God wants to deliver us from that self-consciousness. Self always gets in the way when it comes to spiritual things. Jesus said we're to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Him. One way you deny yourself is you say, even though myself doesn't want to praise, I don't want to look foolish, it's just not my way. Well, you deny yourself, and you do what the Bible says to do, and you glorify God, and so you praise Him. Hallelujah. In spite of how you feel, praise God. And oh, God honors those that honor Him in that way. And so, Lord, teach me to pray. Enable me to pray. Help me to forget about myself. Help me to come into liberty, whereas I'm so bound up and I can't praise. God, I ask that You'll give me a deliverance so that I can open my mouth and praise You in a way that You're worthy of, and to do it with all my heart. Hallelujah. Oh, God will do something wonderful for you if we learn those lessons, and what changes He'll bring into our lives, what victories we open our hearts to. And so, glad that the Lord has directed our attention to this subject this morning, and that there are those that have shared with us as well the value that praise plays in their life, and how it brings us into the presence of Jesus and brings the life and the victory of Christ and the light of Christ into our lives and into our midst. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
We had a pastor who's gone on to be with the Lord now, but I remember several times he was sick. Quite sick. And, the Lord enjoined upon him to praise the Lord. You know, he would walk from one part of his house to the other, and it was filled with praises. And it was one of those times that God delivered him from a situation which looked kind of serious, and yet nothing is serious. Because God is able, as we praise Him. You know, and I was coming up the hill, I was thinking of, in Revelation, how God, because this is something that, for some reason or other, I would be praising the Lord inside. You know, when you work in certain areas, you can't just blurt out praises, but you can praise the Lord inside all the time. Mm-hmm. And that happened with me a lot. And I see how God does that. And yet, I was thinking in Revelations how everyone in heaven is praising God. The angels, those that have gone on before, the elders, and everyone is bowing down, praising God. And one of the verses that says, "Thou art worthy."
Chapter 4?
7. And cried with a loud voice, talking about the Lord, "Salvation to our God, which sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb." And the angels stood round about the throne and about the angels and the four beasts, and fell before and worshipped on the throne on their faces and worshipped God. And you know, some people were saying, what will heaven be like? It might be dull. No, it's going to be filled with praises. And if we can do that now, it will be so easy, but I don't know. It will be more so when we get to heaven, so we can praise the Lord. There are so many places in Revelation where different ones are praising God and saying hallelujah to the Lamb that reigneth forever and ever, and we can say that now too. I'm so thankful for praises. It's done so much for me. I can really thank God in so many situations. The Lord has taught me, it's a teaching from God himself, to praise him, praise him, praise him. And I do that. And as I do that, burdens are lifted, sorrows are lifted, situations and doubts are gone. And God comes in. As we praise him, he says he inhabits the praises of his people. And as we praise him, it goes right in and God inhabits his praises in us. And all that is there that's really not of him comes right out, and then his praise fills and fulfills the desires of our hearts and strengthens us. Praises strengthens us.
Yes.
Gives us grace. His grace, his favor. And I'm so thankful for praises. I'm thankful that, as I said in Revelation, we see that everyone is praising the Lord, and so shall we, and so are we now. And I really want to thank the Lord for that particular way of looking to the Lord. We looked at him in prayer, we looked at him in songs, and praise is one of the most important things in my life and in our lives.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yeah.